This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. The power of a first-person story when it comes to farm safety, when he or she relates the tale of a near-death experience. I'll talk about it after this. With the commodity prices where they are, down there, and with the expenses for about everything seemingly on the rise, you producers are caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place. But, as we've seen so many times through the years, if anyone can overcome a challenge, it is the American farmer. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they are there to lend a hand. Whether you have a piece of equipment 3 days new, or a trusty machine 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic products to keep it running stronger for longer. Like Mystic JT8 Synthetic and Synthetic Blend Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils. They are specially formulated to provide relentless performance and wear protection. Lubrication domination, they call it. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K. Lubes.com. I remember very well when the farmer told me the story about how he almost died on a winter day in a field in Michigan. How he almost was killed by being caught in a power takeoff driveline to a manure spreader. He was walking around all bundled up in heavy clothes because of his winter time, and he slipped on a corn stalk, falling back into that rotating power takeoff shaft. It grabbed him. It threw him around like a rag doll. It tore off his heavy winter clothes. He was left lying on the ground out in that field, but alive. The farmer was able to make it to ground, make it up to a highway, and was able to flag down, no doubt, what was a very shocked motorist. And the farmer is alive today to tell his story. And I'm telling you, his story had a very profound effect on me, and I'm sure it continues to do so every time he relates it. And that's the idea behind a new project, inserting injury prevention messages into firsthand accounts of farmers and others impacted by agricultural trauma incidents. The project is called the Telling the Story Project. The website is tellingthestoryproject.org. It's a collaboration of 3 regional agriculture safety centers, funded by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. The communication manager at the National Farm Medicine Center and the collaborator on this project, Scott Heiberger, said farmers tend to be more open to safety messages after reading about a real incident. He said all those statistics are important in influencing attitudes and changing behaviors. The Telling the Story Project makes safety personal. I like this idea. I think it has tremendous potential, especially after the story related by that Michigan farmer as he had me on the edge of my seat. I'll be back after this.